It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Happy solstice, everyone. The days are getting longer again, and the weather outside has been frightful, but it looks like a much milder weekend ahead. A mix of sun, rain, and clouds. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and Cliff Mass is on vacation. But with lots of people still in the final throes of holiday gift shopping, he wanted to leave us a list of suggestions. He says these are all items that can help us learn about the weather while connecting with nature. Hi, Cliff.
Hi, Bellamy.
So you get a lot of emails and requests for this information, you said.
This is one of the most frequent questions I get. People want to know what kind of weather gifts they could give and what they could get for themselves and other people. So let me tell you about some of my suggestions. First, there's books. You know, a weather book is a great way to start. And of course, I want people to remember my weather book, The Weather of the Pacific Northwest, the only book on the topic.
It's a good one.
I highly recommend it. But there's some others. A really good book on the Galveston hurricane early in the 20th century is called Isaac Storm by Eric Larson, a local writer. It's a really good read. If you want to read about storm chasers, a wonderful book is A Man Who Caught the Storm. It's about storm chaser Tim Samaras and what it's like to be a storm chaser. I really enjoyed that book. Another thing people always ask me is they want a basic book on weather. I mean, what's a good book? Well, one of my colleagues at the UW, Greg Hakem, wrote a very nice book. It's called Weather, A Concise Introduction. And that's a really good starting place if you want a basic understanding of atmospheric sciences and meteorology.
What if I'm not such a reader?
Well, then there's other options, some less expensive, some more. One thing I really recommend is to get a cloud chart. You know, it's really wonderful to be able to identify the clouds in the sky. Now, you can be really cheap and get one online, but you can get these wonderful big poster-sized cloud charts for $10 to $15, and those are really wonderful. They have these great pictures, and you can learn very rapidly how to identify the various clouds and what they mean. So that's on the low end. Another thing that's on the low end is a rain gauge. You can buy a plastic rain gauge that allow you to see how much rain occurs every day. And I don't recommend getting one of the digital ones that you sit inside your house. I think it's so important to get out there and measure the amount of rain every day. It really connects you. And, you know, these are $10 to $30. Maybe the big expensive ones are $40. You can buy that in Home Depot or Lowe's or garden stores. And there's some very good ones online. So a rain gauge is a great gift, particularly for a child, to get them used to measuring what's going on outside.
I was going to say, wonderfully interactive.
It is. And then you can plot it up. It's a really good activity for children. Next, there's a thermometer. Now, there was the old thermometers one would put outside your house, you know, just nail on the side of the wall. But today, there's really good digital thermometers. They're inexpensive, $10 to $20. You can put the sensor outside, and you could see the outside temperature and the inside temperature conveniently inside your home. So digital thermometers, very nice thing to have.
What if I want to go even deeper?
If you have more of a pocketbook and you really want to go all the way, get a full weather station. And by that, I mean a weather station that gives you wind speed, wind direction, pressure, temperature, humidity, and even rainfall. You get the full package. And these things run from $75 for the low-end deals to the professional-grade weather instruments that are $500 to $1,000. For instance, you can go to Costco, and you can buy a weather station, a full weather station, for $75. Now, the instrumentation may not be so great, but at least you can get started that way. And if you have a higher budget, the high-end is something like the Davis Vantage Pro 2. These are really good weather stations, and they cost from $400 to $1,000. But, you know, this is professional-class instrumentation. It's really exciting you can get something that good. And you can connect it with your computer and plot up the weather. It's wonderful.
But can't I do a lot just with my smartphone?
You can, and there's some wonderful apps out there. If you want to spend no money, you can get the Weather Channel app. That tells you the local weather, the forecast, a little bit of the radar and satellite pictures. It's a good way to start. But I really recommend a radar app. And the one I like the most is called RadarScope. I think the fee is something like $2 to $10. I'm not sure. But if you have this app, it shows you where you are. It animates the weather radar, so you can see exactly when rain will be coming in and whether you're going to be dry for that walk or bike ride or whatever. So that's an extremely good app.
Now I got to figure out how to give an app as a present. How do you wrap that? Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.